The WNCW Weekend Window is open, letting you know about cultural, community, and historical events around the WNCW listening region. I'm Kim Clark.
And I'm Joe Green. Welcome in. I was looking, Kim, at this Quilt Guild show coming up. The Rutherford Quilt Guild in Rutherford County, North Carolina, is holding their Springtime in the Carolinas Quilt Show, May 12th through 14th. Close to home, right here in the Student Center Gym at Isothermal Community College.
All right.
The hours are 10 to 5 on Thursday and Friday, 10 to 4 on Saturday, and the show's going to feature over 100 quilts and a vendor mall. And you can get information if you'd like to get involved or just come, the information at RutherfordQuiltGuildINC.org.
And here's something else that will be colorful. The Henderson County Tourism Development Authority has their Garden Jubilee Festival coming up at the end of the month. This is the largest lawn and garden event in Western North Carolina, and it takes up 6 blocks of Main Street in Hendersonville. It's going to be taking place on Memorial Day weekend. That's May 28th and 29th, 9 to 6 each day. Again, that's in downtown Hendersonville.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a box turtle when you were growing up?
I did. My brother and I found one and painted our initials on it, and it came back several years.
Well, you would have liked to take him to this. Box Turtle Day is May 21st at the North Carolina Arboretum in Asheville. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Box Turtle Day. It's the third annual and celebrates North Carolina's state reptile, don't you know, the eastern box turtle. Participants can sign up for guided box turtle telemetry hunts, watch live reptile demonstrations, make turtle crafts, wow, that'd be fun, and follow Shelly the turtle along the Arboretum's self-guided track trail. Information at ncarboretum.org or at 828-665-2492. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It does indeed. And now let's talk history with the Mountain Gateway Museum.
From the Mountain Gateway Museum in historic Old Fort, North Carolina, this is History Dips and Dabs. I'm Karen Nelson. Driving through the Linville Historic District in mountainous Avery County, one might be surprised to learn that the same architect who envisioned the Grand Lincoln Memorial with its classical lines and columns, also designed a number of the quaint buildings dotting the picturesque resort village. The architect was Henry Bacon, and his friend Hugh McCrae, one of Linville's founders, asked him to build Strathshiel Cottage for a family member. Several other commissions followed, including the distinctive All Saints Episcopal Church in 1910. Bacon used local materials whenever he could, so he sided his building with chestnut bark shingles, readily available before the chestnut tree blight. Also, his proclivity for constructing a latticework of logs to decorate porches and recesses under windows contributes to the rustic fairy tale appearance still seen in Linville today. Linville was a rarity for Bacon, who preferred working on monuments in public spaces rather than private residences. His many notable achievements include the Pennsylvania Railroad building at the Chicago World's Fair and Wesleyan University in Connecticut. He won a gold medal from the American Institute of Architects for the Lincoln Memorial.
History Dips and Dabs is produced by WNCW in association with the North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. More about North Carolina's history, arts, nature, and culture is at ncdcr.gov. And also at the Mountain Gateway Museum in Old Fort this month, the traveling exhibit, So Great the Devastation, the 1916 Flood. That will be on display there until May the 31st. And while we're talking about history museums, the History Museum of Burke County in Morganton is featuring the exhibit Burke Courthouse to the White House, with photographs and artifacts from the 1976 presidential campaign when both Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan made stops in Morganton, and Jimmy Stewart was there when Ronald Reagan was.
Coming up Saturday, May 14th, it's Pedal to Protect Farmland. Starts at 11 a.m. with the Southern Appalachian Highland Conservancy. Land Protection Director Michelle Pugliese leads a 25-mile moderate road bike ride to and from the Conservancy's community farm in Alexander, North Carolina. More info, registration at appalachian.org or from Haley at 828-253-0095, extension 205.
And here's something to kind of mark on your calendar for this fall. Historic Jonesboro, Tennessee's International Storytelling Festival will take place October 7th through 9th. More information about that is at storytellingcenter.net.
Submissions of community public service events may be sent to joeg@wncw.org or kimc@wncw.org.
Weekend Window is a presentation of WNCW Public Affairs and is produced by Kim Clark and Joe Green.
The Window is heard Saturday mornings at 5:55 here on your public radio station, WNCW.